Ezekiel chapter 38. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, set your face toward Gog, of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord God, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws, and I will lead you out with all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed in full armor, a great company, all of them with shield and buckler, wielding swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Put are with them, all of them with buckler and helmet. Gomer and all its troops, Beth-Togarmah, from the remotest parts of the north with all its troops, many peoples are with you. Be ready, and keep ready, you and all the companies that are assembled around you, and hold yourselves in reserve for them. After many days you shall be mustered.
In the latter years you shall go against a land restored from war,
a land where people were gathered from many nations on the mountains of Israel, which had long lain waste. Its people were brought out from the nations, and now are living in safety, all of them. You shall advance, coming on like a storm. You shall be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, On that day thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. You will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will fall upon the quiet people who live in safety, all of them living without walls, and have no bars or gates, to seize spoil and carry off plunder, to assail the waste places that are now inhabited, and the people who were gathered from the nations, who are acquiring cattle and goods, who live at the center of the earth.
Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, and all its young warriors will say to you,
Have you come to seize spoil? Have you assembled your hoard to carry off plunder, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to seize a great amount of booty? Therefore, mortal, prophesy and say to Gog, Thus says the Lord God, On that day when my people Israel are living securely, you will rouse yourself, and come from your place out of the remotest parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel, like a cloud covering the earth. In the latter days I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me, when through you, O Gog, I display my holiness before their eyes. Thus says the Lord God, Are you he of whom I spoke in former days by my servants the prophets of Israel, who in those days prophesied for years that I would bring you against them? On that day, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, My wrath shall be aroused. For in my jealousy and in my blazing wrath I declare, On that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the animals of the field, and all creeping things that creep on the ground, and all human beings that are on the face of the earth, shall quake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the cliffs shall fall, and every wall shall tumble to the ground. I will summon the sword against Gog in all my mountains, says the Lord God. The swords of all will be against their comrades. With pestilence and bloodshed I will enter into judgment with him, and I will pour down torrential rains and hailstones, fire and sulphur upon him and his troops, and the many peoples that are with him. So I will display my greatness and my holiness, and make myself known in the eyes of many nations. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 39. And you, mortal, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus says the Lord God, I am against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drive you forward, and bring you up from the remotest parts of the north, and lead you against the mountains of Israel. I will strike your bow from your left hand, and will make your arrows drop out of your right hand.
You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the peoples that are with you.
I will give you to birds of prey of every kind, and to the wild animals to be devoured. You shall fall in the open field, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. I will send fire on Magog, and on those who live securely in the coastlands,
and they shall know that I am the Lord. My holy name I will make known among my people Israel, and I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. It has come. It has happened, says the Lord God. This is the day of which I have spoken. Then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and make fires of the weapons and burn them, bucklers and shields, bows and arrows, handpikes and spears, and they will make fires of them for 7 years. They will not need to take wood out of the field or cut down any trees in the forests, for they will make their fires of the weapons. They will despoil those who despoiled them and plunder those who plundered them, says the Lord God. On that day I will give to Gog a place for burial in Israel, the valley of the travelers east of the sea. It shall block the path of the travelers, for there Gog and all his horde will be buried. It shall be called the valley of Hamon-Gog. 7 months the house of Israel shall spend burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land shall bury them, and it will bring them honor on the day that I show my glory, says the Lord God. They will set apart men to pass through the land regularly and bury any invaders who remain on the face of the land, so as to cleanse it. For 7 months they shall make their search. As the searchers pass through the land, anyone who sees a human bone shall set up a sign by it until the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon-Gog. A city, Hamona, is there also. Thus they shall cleanse the land. As for you, mortal, thus says the Lord God, speak to the birds of every kind and to all the wild animals. Assemble and come, gather from all around to the sacrificial feast that I am preparing for you, a great sacrificial feast on the mountains of Israel. And you shall eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. You shall eat fat until you are filled, and drink blood until you are drunk, at the sacrificial feast that I am preparing for you. And you shall be filled at my table with horses and charioteers, with warriors and all kinds of soldiers, says the Lord God. I will display my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid on them. The house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. And the nations shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they dealt treacherously with me. So I hid my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their adversaries, and they all fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanness and their transgressions, and hid my face from them. Therefore thus says the Lord God, now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. They shall forget their shame, and all the treachery they have practiced against me, when they live securely in their land with no one to make them afraid, when I have brought them back from the peoples, and gathered them from their enemies' lands, and through them have displayed my holiness in the sight of many nations. Then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into exile among the nations, and then gathered them into their own land. I will leave none of them behind, and I will never again hide my face from them, when I pour out my Spirit upon the house of Israel, says the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was struck down, on that very day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me there. He brought me, in visions of God, to the land of Israel, and set me down upon a very high mountain, on which was a structure like a city to the south. When he brought me there, a man was there, whose appearance shone like bronze, with a linen cord and a measuring reed in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway. The man said to me, mortal, look closely and listen attentively, and set your mind upon all that I shall show you, for you were brought here in order that I might show it to you. Declare all that you see to the house of Israel. Now there was a wall all around the outside of the temple area.
The length of the measuring reed in the man's hand was 6 long cubits, each being a cubit and a handbreadth in length. So he measured the thickness of the wall, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Then he went into the gateway facing east, going up its steps, and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed deep.
There were recesses, and each recess was 1 reed wide and 1 reed deep,
and the space between the recesses, 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate by the vestibule of the gate at the inner end was 1 reed deep. Then he measured the inner vestibule of the gateway, 1 cubit. Then he measured the vestibule of the gateway, 8 cubits, and its pilasters, 2 cubits, and the vestibule of the gate was at the inner end. There were 3 recesses on either side of the east gate. The 3 were of the same size, and the pilasters on either side were of the same size. Then he measured the width of the opening of the gateway, 10 cubits, and the width of the gateway, 13 cubits. There was a barrier before the recesses, 1 cubit on either side, and the recesses were 6 cubits on either side. Then he measured the gate from the back of the 1 recess to the back of the other, a width of 25 cubits from wall to wall. He measured also the vestibule, 20 cubits, and the gate next to the pilaster on every side of the court. From the front of the gate at the entrance to the end of the inner vestibule of the gate was 50 cubits. The recesses and their pilasters had windows, with shutters on the inside of the gateway all around, and the vestibules also had windows on the inside all around, and on the pilasters were palm trees. Then he brought me into the outer court. There were chambers there, and a pavement all around the court. 30 chambers fronted on the pavement. The pavement ran along the side of the gates, corresponding to the length of the gates. This was the lower pavement. Then he measured the distance from the inner front of the lower gate to the outer front of the inner court, 100 cubits. Then he measured the gate of the outer court that faced north, its depth and width, its recesses, 3 on either side, and its pilasters and its vestibule were of the same size as those of the first gate. Its depth was 50 cubits, and its width 25 cubits. Its windows, its vestibule, and its palm trees were of the same size as those of the gate that faced toward the east. 7 steps led up to it, and its vestibule was on the inside. Opposite the gate on the north, as on the east, was a gate to the inner court. He measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. Then he led me toward the south, and there was a gate on the south. And he measured its pilasters and its vestibule. They had the same dimensions as the others. There were windows all around in it and in its vestibule, like the windows of the others. Its depth was 50 cubits, and its width 25 cubits. There were 7 steps leading up to it. Its vestibule was on the inside. It had palm trees on its pilasters, 1 on either side. There was a gate on the south of the inner court, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south, 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate. It was of the same dimensions as the others. Its recesses, its pilasters, and its vestibule were of the same size as the others, and there were windows all around in it and in its vestibule. Its depth was 50 cubits, and its width 25 cubits. There were vestibules all around, 25 cubits deep and 5 cubits wide. Its vestibule faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its pilasters, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the inner court on the east side, and he measured the gate. It was of the same size as the others. Its recesses, its pilasters, and its vestibule were of the same dimensions as the others, and there were windows all around in it and in its vestibule. Its depth was 50 cubits, and its width 25 cubits. Its vestibule faced the outer court, and it had palm trees on its pilasters on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it. It had the same dimensions as the others. Its recesses, its pilasters, and its vestibule were of the same size as the others, and it had windows all around. Its depth was 50 cubits, and its width 25 cubits. Its vestibule faced the outer court, and it had palm trees on its pilasters, on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. There was a chamber with its door in the vestibule of the gate, where the burnt offering was to be washed, and in the vestibule of the gate were two tables on either side, on which the burnt offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering were to be slaughtered. On the outside of the vestibule, at the entrance of the north gate, were two tables, and on the other side of the vestibule of the gate were two tables. Four tables were on the inside, and four tables on the outside of the side of the gate, eight tables on which the sacrifices were to be slaughtered. There were also four tables of hewn stone for the burnt offering, a cubit and a half long, and one cubit and a half wide, and one cubit high, on which the instruments were to be laid with which the burnt offerings and the sacrifices were slaughtered. There were pegs, one hand breadth long, fastened all around the inside, and on the tables the flesh of the offering was to be laid. On the outside of the inner gateway there were chambers for the singers in the inner court, one at the side of the north gate facing south, the other at the side of the east gate facing north. He said to me, "This chamber that faces south is for the priests who have charge of the temple, and the chamber that faces north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the descendants of Zadok, who alone among the descendants of Levi may come nearer to the Lord to minister to him." He measured the court, 100 cubits deep and 100 cubits wide, a square, and the altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the vestibule of the temple, and measured the pilasters of the vestibule, 5 cubits on either side, and the width of the gate was 14 cubits, and the side walls of the gate were 3 cubits on either side. The depth of the vestibule was 20 cubits, and the width 12 cubits. 10 steps led up to it, and there were pillars beside the pilasters on either side.